This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The Attorney General of the great state of New York, Barbara Underwood, announced a settlement with President Trump this morning concerning the foundation that bears his name. It's going to shut down, is the short version, amid an ongoing lawsuit and investigation. David Farenthold covers the Trump family and its businesses for The Washington Post. He has been following this court case and where the president's money has been going since the very beginning. David, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
The Attorney General, Ms. Underwood, pulled no punches today. Persistently illegal conduct is the allegation in this lawsuit. What did she say that the Trump Foundation did that was so wrong?
Well, a number of things. The three main things are, number one, Trump used the foundation as sort of a checkbook for his businesses. So when his businesses had to pay off legal settlements, Trump used his charity's money instead. Number two, Trump used the money from his charity to buy things for himself, notably a $10,000 portrait of himself that he then hung up on the wall in one of his golf clubs. And number three, Trump, she's accused of turning his charity into basically an arm of his campaign in 2016, sort of using it as a prop and as a way of funding giveaways to veterans groups that he made on stage at political rallies in Iowa and New Hampshire.
The president says he is a billionaire. This foundation, though, was teeny tiny.
It's really surprising. For someone of his claimed wealth, it was extremely small. And more surprising than that, even when it had money, generally it was not Trump's money. People assume when they got a check from the Donald J. Trump Foundation, well, this must be Trump's money originally. But since 2007, almost all of the money in the Trump Foundation came from somebody else, notably Vince and Linda McMahon, the pro wrestling moguls. They gave Trump's foundation $5 million in 2007 and 2009. And for years, he just gave their money away.
What are the next steps that happen with the foundation? I mean, obviously, the judge is going to supervise the distribution of assets.
That's right. They're going to sell off the remaining physical assets of the foundation, which are a couple of portraits of Trump and a Tim Tebow helmet that Trump bought with charity money. And then also the lawsuit will continue. So he still faces those monetary penalties and the possibility of a ban from charity service.
Anybody who follows you on Twitter knows the saga of that portrait that he spent and that you have been searching for. Did you ever find that portrait?
Amazingly enough, there are two portraits that Trump bought with charity money. One of them I found with the help of some Twitter followers. We found it hanging on the wall of Trump's golf resort at Doral outside Miami. The other one, which he bought for $20,000 of charity money, I've never found. I don't know where it is. I've tried doing a Google reverse image search, putting this picture of him into Google image search to see if it turns up anywhere else. And Google has told me it thinks that's an orange.
No, you're making that up.
No, it's like we have lots of pictures of oranges here. So that was no help.
Man. Also, just the kicker to your story on this whole thing this morning, the Trump Foundation now values that portrait at $0. Is that right?
At $0, which may mean they've lost it, which would really break my heart. But yeah, they value it at $0, down from $700.
David Farenthold covers the president, his businesses, and also his foundation for The Washington Post. David, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.